Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Many biologists believe we're in the middle of what's called the sixth extinction. It's the idea that for the sixth time in the history of the Earth, we're experiencing a devastating mass die-off of many different species. Some scientists predict that half of the ones now living on Earth could be gone by the end of the century. Elizabeth Colbert has a piece about it in this week's New Yorker. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
So I open up my New Yorker. I see an article by you, and I know it's going to be one in the series of Alaska is melting, the oceans are dying. Now it's mass extinction. What is the evidence that we're in the middle of a mass extinction?
Well, it's just, scientists look at extinction in sort of as sort of coming in two types, I suppose you would say, and one is sometimes referred to as background extinction. We just have there's just always a certain sort of like background noise. There's always a certain background rate of extinction. Species tend to have a certain lifetime on Earth, and we can establish that from the fossil record. And they compare, you know, how many species you would expect to go extinct in the, you know, relatively brief period that we've been studying this phenomenon to how many are actually going extinct. And you see that the numbers are, you know, way off the chart, thousands of times, tens of thousands of times in some cases of some organisms higher than the background rate.
So let's talk about some of those. You mentioned frogs and bats. Maybe it's better to be a zebra mussel this day. Tell us about frogs and bats.
Well, both frogs and bats are experiencing massive population crashes right now. Frogs, about a third of all amphibians are considered, threatened with extinction. And in both cases, interestingly enough, perhaps coincidentally, the immediate cause of this problem seems to be a fungus, a pathogen that was introduced into their world and to which they have no defenses.
So are you saying that sort of humans are a catastrophic event, kind of like an asteroid was for the dinosaurs?
Well, many people have made that comparison. There was a conference a couple of years ago at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, which was called Humans and Other Catastrophes. So, you know, many people have made the analogy between humans, right, exactly, and the asteroid that ended the Cretaceous 65 million years ago.
But, Elizabeth, I mean, is it possible that asteroid is maybe too extreme of a metaphor in the sense that there are all kinds of infestations on the Earth, and maybe humans are an infestation that is causing a species die-off, in which case there may be analogs?
Well, it's absolutely possible. I mean, I think many biologists would say we're not necessarily in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. That's the sixth sort of great mass extinction, but we are. There have been many lesser extinction events, you know, scattered throughout the geological record that were a much more minor extinction event. But I think everyone would agree that we are an extinction event that will stand out, you know, when if you were to come back a million years ago, many millions of years ago, and look through the geological record, you know, at what was fossilized before we got here and what came after. You would tell that we were here from that record.
Well, the idea that humans are sort of against the Earth is something that's found its way into popular culture, and even one of our listeners has a comment on this. I listen to these two clips of tape, which actually go together, Elizabeth, and I want to get your comment.
I'm worried about the human race being extinct by the end of this century.
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague.
So there's the Matrix and one of our listeners raising the same issue.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, really speculate on the future of the human race. You know, it's quite possible that humans will be here for a very long time and that, you know, other species are what we really have to worry about. There certainly are people who would question, you know, how much of the biosphere you can lose before you lose, you know, services, I guess what we would call them, biological services that humans depend on. My piece really doesn't go into that question, which is a very, very interesting question. And the idea of people being against, you know, the world, people are obviously, we are organisms that evolved, you know, just like every other other organism on the Earth. We just happen to have very powerful effects on the rest of the world that affect other creatures, sometimes very adversely. Sometimes, as Andrea mentioned, you know, we bring things around the world and they thrive. Zebra mussels are a very good example, but zebra mussels have driven a lot of other organisms that used to occupy that ecological niche, you know, into oblivion.
Elizabeth, is this just sort of another part of modern life that is destructive to the planet? I mean, you're so tied in with global warming that when I see your warming, when I see your byline, I think that this is going to be some other ancillary effect of global warming. But is there something else going on here?
Well, as the piece goes into, you know, we've had a pretty devastating effect on places that we spread into a long, long time ago when people first began to hit different parts of the world. The Hawaiian Islands, for example, are a very good example.
You're talking about forever as in the beginning of human history.
Right, exactly. Exactly. As humans moved around the world, you know, starting many thousands of years ago, they got to...
We've been a plague since we began.
Well, there's something literally called first contact extinction. I mean, that's a phenomenon when people move into a place, and it's particularly striking on, as I say, on islands. There's almost, you know, invariably a wave of extinctions at that moment. Now, what we're going through now is, you know, ratcheted up by the fact that there are so many of us and the fact that we are so technologically powerful. And global warming is a part of that. When people do these predictions of, you know, what's going to be around at the end of this century, and they talk about, you know, if current trends continue. Well, if current trends continue, the climatic zones that organisms live in now will be, you know, vastly different by the end of the century, and the oceans will also have changed. The ocean chemistry is changing in very dramatic ways that it has not changed for millions of years as a result of the CO2 that's in the air being dissolved in the water and making the oceans more acidic. So we are causing changes right now that I don't think people appreciate the full extent of them. They're very dramatic if you look at what has happened even over geological time. You know, we are a force on a geological scale.
All right, thank you very much, New Yorker writer Elizabeth Culbert with the Grim Reaper News of the Week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it. Human beings, first contact extinction. Hi, glad to meet you. Now die. We're talking today about the possibility of a big mass extinction. What species are you most worried about going away? And what precautions do you think we should take from keeping them from going away, short of building an ark? Tell us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. If you missed anything, we're always on at thetakeaway.org. You can listen to our podcast there or on iTunes, like, for instance, The Agenda.
A lot of people have talked about a train wreck in Israel-U.S. relations, and that's not going to happen at this meeting. I think there are going to be smiles all round. It's very much a preliminary session, but I think both men will go away with a much clearer understanding of where the other is coming from.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Marcus forecasting what to expect in today's meeting between Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Huckleberry. This is The Takeaway.